Sans Pans Radio, just like warm apple pie.
Hey everybody, are you on a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles? Then do we have the solution for you. Just head to lootcrate.com/letmedie, enter the code LETMEDIE, and save some sweet, sweet dollars off any new subscription today. That's lootcrate.com/letmedie.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotta.
I'm Adam.
Today's topic is knives! Slish!
Swing! Swing!
Swing!
Fuck.
That was good. I was like a bit lost as to what was going to be, but the thuck sold it.
You nailed it.
Isn't thuck a good word? And it is thuck. The sound of a knife hitting a wall.
Yeah.
Thuck into plaster specifically, I want to say. Okay, what would you, here's the question for today. You have a knife the size of a school bus, just your basic kitchen
knife.
Too big
to hold.
Uh-huh. Too big. What are you going to do with it?
Tourist attraction.
That's a good answer. Come see, probably not the world's biggest knife. But,
but a large knife.
It's large. It's bigger than knives you've probably seen.
Uncomfortably large.
You know how occasionally police stations or something like that will do this big drive where they, you know, you can go in, hand in a weapon and get money back?
Yeah. On amnesty.
I do that.
Is a kitchen knife a weapon?
What kind of kitchen knife is it? Like a butter knife or a steak knife or a chopping knife?
Like a chopping knife.
Yeah, all right.
I know they do it for knives. The question is this like the aluminum or aluminium can problem where is it going to cost me more to transport it there than I will earn?
I mean, probably. Also, I don't think, like if it was a kitchen knife, surely...
No, kitchen knives get handed in all the time.
Doesn't that mean you could just raid your kitchen?
Yeah. No, but I don't think you get...
How much money?
Money
do you
back
make?
For knives.
Oh, actually, maybe they give you movie tickets. I'm going to get a lot of movie tickets, though.
They'll be like, I guess this cinema, like, you're good for the year. Yeah, this is a very big knife.
And I'm going to buy out a cinema.
I don't think weapons are, like, valued per pound.
It's about size.
Yeah. I reckon I can argue that I should get a lot of money for this knife.
Bigger is better, apparently.
I like that they're going to be like, well, I mean, yes, it is a knife, but I don't know how you could injure someone with it.
I guess someone could run into it.
I get that's their fault, not the knives. Don't blame the knife.
I feel like the technical. I think the onus of proof is on them to prove that they shouldn't give me the money.
I think if you kick up enough of a fuss, they're going to just let it go.
Yeah, the loud voice is always the correct voice.
Exactly. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
And you're both bloody blidiots for nothing.
Blidiots.
That was genuinely unintentional. No, so I'm going to have a giant, like a block party. Everyone brings their juice. Nope. Everyone brings their fruit. You slice it on the big knife. There you go. It's a communal gathering.
All right, so my imagination of the knife must be a little bit different from your knife, because I thought it would be to scale.
What do you mean? It's to scale.
Yeah, it is. No, but I thought... That the pointy end would be to scale, so the pointy bit... Huh?
The pointy bit to scale?
The whole knife is to scale.
Yes.
But I thought, you know, like how knives, when they taper in, the bottom bit's like half a mil or whatever. So then when you bump it up like 10 million sizes, it would be then...
But it's still like you could go under the front and slice it.
No, but I thought that would still be like wide. I thought it would still be wide. Like I didn't think it would be pointy.
Actually,
it wouldn't be as thin as an actual knife.
It's as thin as a knife, but as big as a school bus.
All right, because or else you'd have to get something
that's brittle as shit.
Yeah,
it's made of metal.
It's still brittle as shit. Yeah. You have you never broken a knife before?
Okay.
Not at the metal bit.
Not at the metal bit. At the handle.
I've seen knives break all of the all over.
Fine. Who's been on infomercials?
Well, don't you hate it when your knife just snaps?
Tomatoes.
Yes, the infomercial is a very extreme case, but I feel like we are ourselves dealing with a very extreme case.
All right, well, then let's say that it's the thickness, the appropriate proportional thickness, but everybody brings watermelons.
Done. I would bring small cows.
Whoa. First off, calves. Second off,
dwarf cows.
Just little cows that just you just push cows. Up against the knife.
I'm imagining people are standing on a house throwing their things at the knife.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blood. A lot of cow halves.
I'm like, yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. And just keep touching it.
That's where I was sitting before.
Well, did you have something sticky on your hand?
I don't think so. My hands aren't sticky
did
now.
Did you have any peanut butter earlier?
I did, but ages ago. No, is it peanut butter?
Well, you were on the it chair ages sweet. Ago.
What the hell have I got?
It smells like melted raspberry candy.
Hang on. Does it smell like lime cordial?
Yes.
Yeah, it's lime cordial. Ew. I don't know how enough lime I had a lime cordial before we sat down to record. How did I get lime cordial on my hand?
What? Oh, no. When you pour in the lime cordial out, because you guys don't keep it in a jug or whatever, you pour out a little bit of cordial, pour the water into the glass. Mm. What if when you're pouring out the cordial,
got a little bit on me.
And then you didn't notice till I got
here.
That seems very plausible, actually. Knowing you, Jackson, I would not be surprised if you got it all over you and didn't notice.
Hands dripping with cordial syrup. Filthing up the chair.
Yeah, sorry to distract everyone.
It's good you brought it to our attention.
I just like a clean workplace, guys. That's all I ask for when I come here.
So Adam's selling his knife for sweet movie tickets.
Yeah.
A lot of movie tickets.
What is the police station going to do with the knife?
They're going to melt it down. Into a tourist attraction.
There they did. Now you've got a competing one.
Oh, that's an. Yeah.
That
shit.
Was my plan.
But that is a good plan. I want to get it on yours on the ground floor.
Why don't we just do three big knives as the tourist attraction?
No, not just do. Oh, no. What if we
three
band
big
together?
Knives with three blind mice?
We don't get
the
biggest.
Best of threes, the carnival.
The best of threes. Is that on a band?
Yeah.
Where are you going this weekend? The best of threes, the carnival. I do not know what that means, and I can't even begin to imagine.
Three big knives, three blind mice.
The classic threes.
Destiny's Child.
Uh-huh. Those are the three.
Milk, eggs, and bread.
Milk, eggs, and bread. That's the four.
How are we getting Destiny's Child on
there
the bill?
There are three members. Oh, they'll come.
Build it and they will come.
If we send them a letter and we're like, Destiny's Child, we've already got the three blind mice. We've already got three big knives. What's left? And they'll be
Does Destiny's Child still exist without Beyonce? I hope so. That would amuse me greatly.
I don't know the state of Destiny's Child.
No, they don't. They don't. They're all solo acts.
Are they doing well? Well, none of them are Beyonce.
No, Beyonce's Beyonce.
Compared to Beyonce, no one's doing particularly well.
Is that it wasn't three threes. I feel like our the best of threes, the carnival, isn't kind of. I feel like we've put too much in there. Plus, is that stall just like an egg? A glass
one
of milk
egg,
and bread.
One glass of milk, one bread.
And people are like, what is this? We're like, there's staples. There's three of them. They're like, I guess the big knives is more impressive. And Destiny's Child. Three blind mice as well is just kind of cruel.
But they're the classic three thing.
Are they? I mean, I can't actually think of any other classic threes other than the three blind mice. Three little pigs.
Three little pigs.
Three Billy Goats Gruff.
There we go.
Any nursery rhyme.
They all have a three in them.
A lot of them do. Goldilocks has the three bears.
Couldn't count very hard.
that's the best he could get to. How many pigs in the story?
One, two, three.
Three. There are only three. And the wolf makes one.
One wolf and three pigs. Classic tale.
How? What is straw, sticks, bricks, yeah?
Sorry?
Three. Classic three.
Yeah,
classic
straw, three. Sticks, bricks. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. He doesn't blow down the bricks, though, yeah?
No, they no, survive.
The can't do that.
If you'll recall the end of that story.
They cook that wolf.
Do they? Oh, that's right, he tries to climb down the chimney.
And they're like, burned, motherfucker.
That's dark.
Which is a real common way for robbers to die. Like,
really?
Not super. It's not like after gunfire. And then it goes chimneys.
Gunfire,
very common,
fireplace.
Yeah. Very common way for burglars to die is to, after they've blown down the first two houses, get stuck in the chimney of the third.
Yeah, no, I was reading last night that that's a really common way for, not common, but it is a heard
it's
of way.
It's happened.
It is a happened way that burglars have died by getting caught in the chimney. And then the family setting, like not purposely setting it on fire.
But just
but
lighting a
fire.
The,
and
the Yuletide log.
Yeah,
and
the robbers are burned to death.
I heard a story.
Yeah. No, you please. Adam.
I was continuing.
Please,
all right.
Adam, for the love of God.
Fine. Jesus Christ. I heard a story of someplace in the US. I want to say like Texas.
Mm.
And there's this like really upper class fancy restaurant. And one day they like start, the vents start to just absolutely reek, stench coming out of them.
Ew.
They go up there and they find a body.
Oh, man.
What happened was, because it's such an exclusive restaurant, they turned away this one chick who was apparently incredibly inebriated at the time. And they believe that to get into the restaurant, she tried to crawl in through the duct.
God damn.
3 days she was trapped there before she died.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I would have made more noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, surely she banging around.
Well, like, depends, you know, where the ducts
are. I guess,
yeah,
it depends where she
and
was.
And she got, because she got trapped at a certain point or something. Or I think it was, the ducts had a sudden drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after the drop, it got too thin for someone to go through. So she goes down the drop, realizes she can't go forward, but she can't climb backwards either.
It's always a nightmare when you find out about people who, like, died or went missing in a place like that. And, like, you know that they're... It wasn't instant. Like,
yeah.
It always reminds me of in the Paris catacombs, they found the dead body of this woman. Yeah, super grim for a short episode, but here we are.
I love
the topic's knives. Sure, why not?
It's not stabs.
Stabby,
it's
stabby.
But yeah, they found the body of this woman in the Paris catacombs. And what had happened is there'd been like this big catacomb party, you know, like a classic party. And she'd gotten real drunk, separated from her friends, and just lost in the caves. And she... been lost for 3 days, like just in the pitch black, having no idea where she was before she collapsed and died.
That is hell for me.
That is, oh man, so scary. The panic. You'd go crazy.
Catacombs are terrifying. Yeah.
There's a lot of
them. They're partially flooded as well, aren't they? Yeah.
Oh. But
that'd be the worst.
Everybody's like Paris
I've
catacombs.
I've seen the descent.
I've seen the descent. There's hell down there.
Tiny
something,
demons.
I think. A bed on fire? I can't remember.
Those are weird creatures.
I was thinking of a completely separate film. I was thinking of As Above, So Below, where there is a flaming bed. Anyway, there's the Paris catacombs, but they're mostly mapped. There is another city in France that the catacombs comprise of, like, the quarries underneath that they used to build the city.
Oh, wow.
Nobody knows where that. The whole place is unmapped. It's crazy. People get lost in there all the time.
Bang, bang, bang.
Knives. Anyway.
Knives. I actually have a good morbid knife story.
Oh, good.
This is a... Yeah, no. This is a classic knife story from the 90s.
Mad.
Radical. And you guys would probably remember this, but for a lot of our younger listeners, this is going to be like, I'm teaching you some like good history.
Here you go. 90s history.
Oh, it's now on. If I can remember the name... of the, I just got to quickly Google it. So, like,
all right, we'll bullshit while you.
We'll talk while you.
We got to fill,
because
Jack.
I just want to be like, oh yes, the names.
Jack, best we got to fill. Best knife.
Best knife. I got a best knife. A location and an occupation. I need.
Okay, best knife.
I'm back. I'm back.
Okay, thank God.
All right,
that was a scary moment for everyone. Yes.
No. So in the 90s. There was a couple called John and Lorena. Mm. Yeah, Lorena Bobbitt.
Good last
name.
Not
sure if you guys remember this, because I really. I remember this like fucking crazy. And he cheated on her or something. And to pay him back, like a classic crazy wife, she grabbed a knife from the kitchen and cut off his penis.
Oh, goodness.
Stole it.
Stole it.
Threw it out the window of the car on the highway while she was driving. And then just kind of left.
Did they find it?
And yes.
Was it squished by a car?
No, she was in, like, the shrubbery.
Oh, that's good.
And kind of just, like, she threw it. She was the one who called 911 when she calmed down. She was like, oh, I fucked up real bad. So she called 911. They found it in the shrubbery after, like, I think it was, like, 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Found it, were able to reattach it. But this couple became famous for this like, because they were very middle class, normal couple.
Yeah, yeah, just your basic.
Just your basic, you know, John and Lorena Bobbitt down the street.
Yeah.
And so they became famous for this dick cutting incident with the classic kitchen knife.
Oh, God.
And then he did porn, I think, is.
What a lovely footnote to that. Yeah. I mean, like, full stop to that story. All right. Imagine his wang was not in a good shape.
They reattached it.
Yeah, but
and
still.
I think it's.
Even better than before.
Why did he not call 911?
He was too busy being like, oh, my goodness.
Well, in that case, slight props to her for not just killing him then at that point.
I know.
Some people might panic and do.
At least she kept her cool, called the cops and was like, hey, hi.
I fucked
up. Lorraine Bobbitt.
Down the lane.
Sorry.
You remember me.
You know penises.
I'm done goof.
Yeah. You know penises.
There's so many things that could go wrong with cutting off a penis and throwing it out the window. The first
Are there?
Well, no, but the first thing I imagined was a bird. You're like, ha-ha, and it's like,
ah, shit.
Gone forever. Or you throw it into somebody else's open
True
window.
True justice would be then that you get the bird's penis.
I think that's only fair. They give you a cloaca.
Yeah.
Then you poop and piss and cum all at once. Birds are fucking amazing.
What the fuck is wrong with this episode?
So much.
It went.
Hey, I kept it on knives.
Yeah, Zoe kept it on knives.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying it's not my point.
Anyway,
were we talking about our favorite knives?
Yeah, all right.
Butterfly knife. It's illegal in Australia. That's... or Melbourne, at least, I know.
I like, what's it? Is it called a kukri?
Kukri, yeah.
Kukri.
I don't know what they are, but I like the name.
It's a nice name. Kukri.
What does look like? I'm looking it up.
It's kind of like a curved knife.
Oh, I like a good cheese knife.
Fuck yes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a nice, blunt cheese knife.
No, cheese knives are good. You can get like ones that also have that, you know, that curve at the end with the fork.
Oh, so you can grab the cheese and then put it on your cracker.
That's good.
Fuck, that's
innovative.
Or
just straight into your mouth, as I do.
A kukri designed to look like fish.
I actually think there might be a design.
Yeah, they look loads like fish.
I think they're designed a little bit to look like, not fish, but an animal, maybe.
Like a fish.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Well, I can't think
an
of
animal
another
such
animal.
As a fish.
Kukri are used by Gurkha, I want to say.
Yeah.
Which are a mercenary soldier.
That's a good knife. I like curious knives.
Curious knives.
Like the cheese knife. Knives that have a bit of pizzazz.
Yeah.
They're a bit new. A bit like, or a knife that has like a little crook in the like top for purposes.
My dad likes to snap off the tips of our knives.
To what? I think that's a practice, though.
That's a practice thing that he insists makes the knives last longer.
Yeah. Huh.
I have no idea, but it's always super fun when we get new knives. To watch him just try and snap the tip
off. Well, clearly they don't last that long if you keep getting new knives. Well,
shut the fuck up, Adam. Sometimes we need new knives because we have new knife reasons. Such as we got new cheese.
So you need new... Yeah, so can't be new
cheese.
You
gotta get matching knives.
No, but it's just like maybe there's a situation that we hadn't planned for and we didn't have that knife. And so we needed to go out and buy the appropriate knife for that situation.
Yeah.
And we bought new knives.
You're very heated about this. I can see you're very passionate about this topic. I will concede.
Get out of my cutlery drawer, Adam.
It's a personal place. Can we name the knives? Brad knife, cheese knife.
Butter knife.
Butter knife, butterfly knife, kukri.
That's Swiss Army.
Let's limit them to kitchen.
Swiss Army. All right.
So butter, cheese,
steak.
Bread, steak. I'm sure there are more knives. Basic.
Salad.
Salad
not
knife.
A salad knife.
Maybe there is.
The herb knife.
Butcher's
the one
knife?
Ah, herb knife.
I don't. The one that if you use it makes you look like you're milking a cow if you try to mime it.
Okay, now I don't quite know what you mean.
No,
you mean the
ones...
one that is like a curved blade?
Yeah, but it's got two handles.
I don't.
So it's
draw this
like
knife.
Curved.
No. I know what she's talking about. Yeah. It looks like, you know, lumberjacks,
like
the two-handed sword.
I do know that
you
knife.
Hold it from two, you hold it from both ends. And
then you're
just,
like, what?
You
yeah,
milk,
that's
you
a cow milking.
Cow.
That's a cow milking motion. You're not right. You go, okay.
I would have said driving like a car.
But it's more milking, because it's a milking a cow, a mime. I guess driving, because driving cars got too much of a curve.
There's too much elbow movement when you're driving a car. When you're using the knife, you're not moving your elbows.
I'm not sure how true any of that is, but I'm willing to believe it.
Yeah. Did we say bread knife?
I think we said bread knife.
Oh, I should have started.
Are there just not
down.
That many knives?
No, I think we just...
Not in the kitchen, at least.
No, I think we just don't really name them.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Because you're like, there's your bread, there's your like your regular knives, your steak knives, and then your big knives.
Yeah.
And then you have like eight big knives, but they're all different.
Then you have like big knives...
I bet you they all have... You know that fucking... The standardized block of wood that you put your knives in or whatever. I bet you dime to dollar, every single one of those knives has its own name.
Yeah, I bet you're
if
right.
we looked it up.
But then there's like all different variations. Like you get a bread knife, but then you get like a big knife that's serrated, but maybe not for bread.
Yeah.
I like
maybe
using
that's
the...
for roast.
Oh, I bet
Electric
you're right.
knives for roast.
Electric knives are scary as.
That's such an Americana thing. I wish I had one of those because
my dad used to have one.
Really? Your dad is like...
He used it a hot once.
I wish I had an electric knife and I wish I had a garbage disposal. Two things America has that I want.
Yes, garbage disposals are sick. We used to have one at my old place that I lived at. My roommate had like a really weird, he worked nights.
Yeah.
And he'd come home at like 5 a.m. and then he'd do his dishes and turn the garbage disposal on. Was like not thinking. Yeah. And then you wake up at 5 a.m. to, and you're like, no, I hate you.
Does it destroy like anything?
Not anything. You can't put like bones evidence. And shit.
Yeah. There's, no. It's very limited what you can actually
paper?
Put in it.
No, well, maybe if you wet the
kind
paper,
of, it's almost kind of designed to not be that bad in case someone's hand.
Ah, that's clever. That's
unlike
clever.
What horror movies has taught us.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Food scraps, soft food scraps, is kind of the worst it can do.
So, all right, okay. Here's some knife history. So I was reading whatever people have made knives since back in the day, and they were rocks, and hey, here we are now. But
the history of knives.
Short history of knives, Jackson Bailey.
But in ancient Greece, if you gave somebody a knife or you received a knife from somebody, it was a symbol that that friendship or that relationship was severed.
Oh.
But how did you get knives?
What?
What?
So if I give you a knife, say I give Zoe a knife.
Yeah.
Zoe's like, ah, that's a friendship over. But say Zoe's like, Jackson, can I have that knife? If I give you the knife, is the friendship over?
No.
Does the knife...
No, like, that's not how...
It's like, you know how like in The Godfather...
Uh-huh.
Or my imagination of The Godfather.
Sure.
Like, they give you the kiss of death, which you know, means your time is coming to an end. But that doesn't mean every kiss is a kiss of death.
So if like...
Presumably there's maybe not ceremony around it, but maybe it's like it's understood. Them,
but tell me if
like
Don...
A bow call... and a smiley face on it.
You're like, this is
a
probably...
sad face, a frowny face. Like
yeah, then you're like, uh-oh. But say it's Don Corleone, yeah? From The Godfather?
Yeah,
sure. I think so, yeah.
So say he gave you a kiss. Surely, in the back of your head, you're like, is this a kiss of death?
No, because there's...
Does he
certain...
say it's going to be a kiss of death?
No, because there's a like, certain gravitas...
This is going to be a kiss of death.
No, there's a certain gravitas to the kiss.
Okay.
Therefore, yeah, I'd say there's some kind of... There's an assortment of showmanship when giving them the end of friendship
knife. An end
knife.
Of friendship
like,
knife.
For example, probably in giving that knife a lot of the time, it wouldn't be, I give the knife to you, I have a messenger give you a box, you open the box, there's a knife there's in it.
More like the horse head.
Yeah.
Yeah, from The God... To use The Godfather once again.
As we often do need to when we're talking with you, we need to frame everything via The Godfather.
What if Don Corleone slipped in a bit of tongue?
Sick.
What?
Sick,
oh, in the
man.
Kiss of death. So yeah, talking about the
he's like, Rando, like you'd care.
You'd be like, I'm in. Give me all that tongue.
If I were the Don, I would always slip in a little bit of tongue just so they have a little bit of pleasure before I kill them.
Yeah, a little bit of tongue, maybe grab him on the ass.
Yeah, well, he'd just be like, I don't know what I'm in for.
Why is he going to blow me?
It also helps to confuse.
And then put the horse back half in the bed. You're like, I'm at a loss. With that friendship thing, the reason I brought it up is that the way to mend the friendship was with a gift. And the different gifts that it suggests are bloody great. Let me just grab them because... So, just hold on.
I like that we didn't have
all right, now we got a riff. I need a person, a place, and an occupation.
Don Corleone.
Yeah.
New York City, 1943.
Yeah.
Head of the mafia. The punchline to that was inevitable.
Where the hell did you come up with that?
But it was so well done. No, so the gifts were a small coin, a valuable item, or a dove.
Nah, Greeks are big on doves. Greeks love their doves.
I almost don't even care about the dove. A small coin or a valuable surely if you give anyone the small coin, they're not going to accept.
Well, maybe it's like, it's symbolic, but you would be like, why not give me the valuable item or the dove? The dove sounds good.
Well, actually, I'm not sure if I've told this story on air before. We
have you got a dove?
No, I have a small coin, though.
Oh, all right.
Which I got for my... 18th or my 21st from my yaya, and she gave me this small coin, and I had no idea what the symbolism of this small coin was.
Aww. Had she previously given you a knife?
Damn it, got to the joke before I could.
It was just like sitting there in the ether.
I had sent her a knife the week prior, and she sent me a nice small coin. No, and so she gave me this coin, and I was like, geez, thanks, yaya, that's a real good gift, because they fuck getting
well,
a coin.
Well, though, I guess.
Anyway, and then my uncle and a couple other family members then started getting into a big fight because I got the coin. Apparently they were supposed to receive the coin, and I'm her favorite.
Fuck.
So apparently the coin is quite important.
What did it have on it?
It's like Greek men, probably. I don't know. I put it in a box and was like, I'll pawn this one day when I'm real poor.
That's the fucking way. I've got some autographs that I'm like, yeah, one day I'll say. But I'm down to my last dollar from all of the gambling I did at the track.
Yeah. Oh, those will be pawned.
After my teeth.
I have a collection of stamps.
Well, that's good.
Hot diggity dog.
No joke. Just true. I'm not intending on selling.
Do you really have a collection of stamps?
Sorry?
Do you actually have a stamp collection?
Yeah.
Nerd.
Fuck, Adam. Sometimes you are just the most Adam that you can be. Sometimes it's like I can't even believe it. It's like you stepped out of a big book labeled Adam.
Peak Adam right now.
That is. That's peak Adam.
We were just telling things that were very expensive that we owned, and I just wanted to, you know, let you guys know.
Is stamp collecting fun?
It's
something I started when I was younger, and I just do it now on habit, pretty much.
My parents tried that with me. They were like, Jackson, models? And I was like, yeah, I lost it and broke it.
I got into models recently. I fucking love them.
Yeah?
I am currently building a Captain America, and I'm super keen.
Well, that's mad.
I mean, my dad built a little tank. Because my dad and my brother used to do it, and then my brother fucked off to a different country, and my parents got real bitter about that. So as a gag, me and my parents started taking photos of me doing things that they would normally do with Ari.
Ah, yeah.
And one of the things that Dad and Ari used to do is make models.
And now you're
doing it. And now I did it as a gag, and then I was like, oh, I actually need to do this one thing as a gift to a friend, and then I just kind of got really drawn
That's
into
super
it. Now
cool.
I just make models.
Don't take this the wrong way. But
like, you're a super hot girl to be making models, so you're just really...
putting together a Captain America figurine, is it very complicated? How many pieces does it come in? A person, a place, and an occupation.
No, like I don't know, like 60, 70 pieces.
What? What model are we talking here? Like, no, not height.
Yeah, the size is irrelevant. How many? What are these pieces that it needs? 60,
is it like
70?
Made of card? Is it like you slot
no,
the bits?
No, it's
I'm
like
imagining
the hand,
like five
and then you've
pieces.
Got like half an arm, and then the other half of the arm, and you have to glue it together, and then you've got
what?
The top half of the arm that is in two pieces, and then you have to glue that to the shoulder.
See, aren't we glad I asked now? Because that...
It's
Jesus
real intricate.
Christ.
Yeah,
it's
what?
Real fiddly shit.
Because, like, I was just imagining, like, torso. Arm, yeah. Arm, head,
same.
leg.
No, no, they're like insane. Little bits, and, like, and me and Dad are making a tank at the moment, which has, like, working bits.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm really cool. No one asks me, but I'm really cool.
A tiger tank.
A tiger tank.
Adam loves tanks.
Adam... We're going to have some tank stories when this episode is over, because I love a good tank.
Oh.
I went to the tank museum in France.
What? We find the, like, sneaky little tank bloody similarities here. I'll sit out. I can give a fucking shit about
See
tanks.
You later, Jack.
I'll sit here and think about submarines.
Hello and welcome to Shut Up a Second. Zoe and I are talking tanks.
We when we were in Paris, my mum used to work in Paris, and one day she went on holiday from work and went to Mulhouse or wherever the fuck it was, where the tank museum is, and took a photo with the tiger tank to piss off my dad and my brother. And I think that's a great gag. Like, that's she literally classic. Went cross country to piss off my dad and my classic. Brother. And then when we went to Paris a couple of years later, we were like, we're going to go to the tank museum. And then we just like spend a day at the tank museum. Mom's like, I don't really want to be here. And I was like, look at these cool tanks. And we went on some like tour of World War II, and then I was like, and I'm bored again.
And I've had my fill.
Did you go to the Australian Memorial in France, by any chance?
Yeah, we did.
There's a big old one there for World War I. I don't think World
they
War
wouldn't
II.
Let me clown on it. Because, all right,
of course they would.
All right, so this is the story of why Zoe hated her...
Because they would not let you climb on a
They would
tank.
Not let you climb
so
in the
we
face
went, we
of World War Memorial.
We went on a tour of the Western Front.
Yeah.
And while I will admit I'm not super into history, but I can understand being respectful.
Yeah.
But we had this tour guide. It was literally like us and this dude in a taxi. He was driving us around for a week around the Western Front. And he had decided that on the first day he was going to try and grab my tit.
Oh, God.
And Jesus H. Christ.
That's a bad start.
Yeah. And so I'm like 18, freaking out.
How long was this trip?
A week we were stuck with this
trip. On the first day.
On the first day. And he went for a couple more grabs later in the week. And so then I couldn't tell. Like, I told my mom and she was like, we're in a really precarious situation because if we piss this dude off, we're now stuck in a country where we don't know.
No guide.
We don't know anyone. He's our guide, even though we're in like a very Western country.
That's fucked.
Like, she's like, Mum's like, I generally don't know what to do. And she's like, and if we tell your dad, your dad's going to fucking kill this dude. So we're just going to have to like keep it quiet till the end.
Yeah, he is. I've seen your dad.
Yeah, you've seen my dad. He's scary.
He looks like he'd kill a man with a hatchet.
Yeah, probably.
Like by throwing it.
Yeah, he's real. He's a big teddy bear though, my dad. He's so sweet. Anyway, yeah, so we kind of just, like, had to keep it awkwardly quiet. So I was being real mean to this dude.
Yeah.
Like, because whenever he tried to get close to me, I'd be like, fuck off. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just fuck off. I don't want you near me, dude. I don't want you near me. And so my dad just thought I was being a bratty teenager.
Ah.
And was like, why aren't you paying attention? So I was like, this is real interesting. It's fucking history. And I was like, it's not where we are.
It's not.
Just, like, real trying to keep some distance between me and this dude.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the thing, Dad made me apologize to the dude for being so rude.
Oh, gosh.
And then we told Dad later, and he's like, ah, oh, fuck.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's the story of how Zoe almost got molested in France. And there was actually a point, because my dad had to go visit one of his clients while we were on the border of Germany, and he's like, I'm going to go see one of these clients. Kids just wait in the taxi, because I was, like, dead to the world.
Yeah.
And I literally, like, grabbed my mum's arm, and I was like, please don't leave me.
Fair
and
enough.
And she had to sit in the taxi with us.
Yeah.
Because this dude, like, I didn't want to be alone with him. And then my dad snapped on my mum, because he was like, that was a really important client. Why didn't you come in? Like,
we
needed to schmooze. And mum was like, I'm in a real awkward situation, guys.
Yeah. Sounds like there was more problems to friends than just not being able to climb on that tank.
Yeah.
Are you, like, okay?
Yeah. No, it, like, wasn't that, like, it was shit. Like, because don't do that. Like, that's just, since I've got a little platform here, don't grab girls when they haven't invited you to grab them.
Yeah.
And it's just, like.
No one told you that before.
If that hasn't been made, like, clear to you, don't grab a girl.
Dark episode.
It's gone some places.
Yeah, anyway, I'm not, like, super fucked up. I think now it's quite a funny story.
But
anything for a laugh, really.
Comedy is trot
it out for a laugh.
Yeah.
Do you have any knife facts for us?
Do
Zoe,
I ever?
Now that we've arrived here.
Now I'm in a stabbing kind of mood.
Mad. Ow.
I think I'm going to need a coconut water after this.
Oh, just calm down. You're going to say you're going to need a hug.
Oh, I'll go,
I'm going to give you a hug after this.
Group hug after this?
Oh. And I'm going to slip a little tongue in at it.
Where are you going to slip it?
Ew.
Eyeball. Like a gecko.
Ew. They can lick their own eyes.
They
can. It's
real
gross.
They're
about
fucking powerful
creature. Why would that
creature.
Be an evolutionary thing?
Maybe they don't get eye water.
To clean them, surely?
Yeah, they don't get eye water.
Do geckos have eyelids?
Do geckos have eyes?
What?
No, that was a mixture of confusion, horror.
Not sure. Knife facts.
Ready, let's go.
In America,
yep.
A third grade girl was expelled.
Oh, no.
Because her grandmother sent a birthday cake and a butter knife to school to cut the cake. And
what?
The authorities seized it as being a dangerous weapon.
Well, they're like this. How old was it? She was in third grade?
Yeah, so like eight.
They're like, this eight-year-old girl's just going to go in a stab frenzy.
Yeah.
She's a menace. If she brings any more butter cake knives, this school
this
is in a lot
crazy.
Of danger. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Living in a nanny state.
Living in a nanny ghost.
Yeah. can't have knives, can't have Kinder Egg surprises, but God damn it, we can have an AK-47.
Exactly.
What kind of Kinder surprises?
Yeah, America's
is
banned.
Because kids kept choking on it because the American kids are stupid.
How do you even swallow
it? I am so sorry, Americans. You can't have a Kinder surprise.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're tasty.
There's a toy in them.
Yeah, don't eat it. Like, it's plastic. You know it's plastic.
Somehow they can have yaoi's, though.
That's the same concept,
I
though.
Know.
It literally is the same.
And yaoi's are just a shit version of a Kinder Surprise.
Absolutely.
They're an educational version of a Kinder Surprise.
That sucks.
It's learning is fun.
I want a Kinder Surprise. I got a double thickness one.
What?
A Kinder Surprise. You know how they have...
Oh, it was a double...
It was doubly thick.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you are blessed.
That's a one in a million, man.
I tried to take video of it, but Zama wouldn't stop the car. My camera was going all over the place.
Sorry, it's so easy to imagine. Zaman, pull over. No, what? I'm not pulling over.
Zaman, pull over. I need to keep the camera steady.
Adam, that's not important.
My Kinder Surprise is very important.
You know how Kinder Surprise is chocolate, like dark chocolate, or milk, the brown on the outside or whatever, white on the inside? Yeah. It was brown, white, brown, white.
Oh,
so
blessed.
Fuck me, that sounds
The first
so good.
Bite, I'm like, something's a little delicious.
A little bit too tasty.
Wow. Fuck, man.
Oh, just a helpful hint for anyone. I don't get sponsored. If you want to sponsor me, this is an ad. Aldi sells a chocolate that comes in little strips that tastes exactly like Kinder Surprises.
Is it called a Bueno?
No, it's not Bueno. Nah. It's like an Aldi brand, and it's like called Milk Sticks or something.
Just milk.
It's just called just milk. Milk. Just I got a jug of milk real confused.
It's
like a Kinder Surprise.
Because the egg shape is part of the appeal.
No, me. It's not. They're sticks. Yeah. Like they're little...
I like Bueno.
I'll
just
give them
I like
a try, though.
Bueno.
If they taste like...
I'll buy you some. They are so tasty. And Aldi, if you want to sponsor me for this amazing fucking ad...
Or just send us Buenos.
Or send us... Yeah, they do sell Bueno.
Just send us some milk.
send us some milk, please.
All right, more facts.
More knife facts.
A pen knife is called a pen knife because the end looks like a quill.
Huh.
That makes sense.
Yep.
How is... Good fact.
Yeah. No, I got that fact so wrong. I thought I read it, and then I reread it, and I was like, "Got it wrong." A pen knife is called a pen knife because it was used for sharpening the quill to make a pen nib.
I mean, I was thinking that a pen nib does not look anything like a knife, and I was like,
"Believing me,"
I was like, "I guess maybe it just was for something."
If it's the fact section in Shut Up a Second, it's. Sacrosanct. Like, you cannot question.
I'm like, we're held to a high degree. You know, people expect the truth.
You expect a certain degree of professionalism from this show.
I'm sorry, I brought it down, but I brought it back up by being honest.
Yeah, that's admitting to my mistakes.
It's corrections.
That living up to the standard.
Can only make so many mistakes per episode, and I think I've reached my quota. All right. There is a knife called the wasp knife.
All right.
Which once you stab the person. It forces over 800 PSIs of carbon dioxide into the victim, creating a basketball-sized air pocket and freezing the surrounding internal organs.
I've heard of this before.
That's I saw this on an episode of CSI once.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah. It's like for shark hunting or something like that.
So if you stabbed it in someone's, say, like under the chin, would their head pop?
Probably.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Imagine a basketball being forced into
your
head.
I mean. Wait, did you say it's for shark hunting?
Yeah, it's normally for, it's like it's an underwater knife. So if you get attacked by.
Oh, okay. So it's for shark defense.
Yeah, for shark defense, not
like,
for shark
any
hunting.
Any fucking maniac is like, got my shark knife? Just me in the big blue sea.
I guess the point of it would be like, you can't stab as hard underwater. So you need that explosion almost.
That's scary ass.
Yeah. Another fun fact is that if you sharpen your knife, it'll do less damage to the cell of the onion. Therefore, it won't make you cry.
Huh. That's clever.
That's clever.
That's
a clever
That's like
knife
the most
fact.
Scientific explanation, like, reason for...
Yeah, or just chew your tongue. That's what I do.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like chew gum when like cutting up an onion, you won't cry. If you just chew your tongue, it's the same. You look like a cow.
I don't tear up enough to make it an issue.
Like I
tear
do. Up a I look bit. Like I look like I'm bawling.
Yeah, same.
I
oh,
look
man.
Like I've like listened to an Adele album the entire day.
I check on. Have you for a while?
Did you wear goggles?
I had goggles. Sick. I had onion goggles.
I was about
goggles.
To say, have you seen those like gas masks that people?
It wasn't quite. It was
wear.
Like just swimming goggles, but maybe it was a placebo. I thought they helped.
My mom just chops onions under the running tap, which I think is...
I wish you'd said underwater.
Underwater.
Just gets in the pool and comes for it.
No, just under running water in the sink. That's where she chops her onions, and she doesn't seem to cry much. Yeah. I always cry because we're a nice little Greek family. When we make... I don't know what the English word for this is.
But Greek bolognese one. Sauce.
No, when you're making gift feather, you need to...
A what?
Oh, I didn't know the English word for it.
Gift feather.
I didn't hear it properly.
Gift feather.
Gift.
Yeah. Gift feather.
Gift feather.
Yeah. Gift feather.
Gift feather.
Which is like a meatball, but it's chickeny.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That does sound nice. Does it have cheese in it?
No. Damn. Like we affectionately refer to them as chicken nuggets in my house, but they're not nuggets. Like, they're not anywhere near nuggets, but that's the closest term.
Huh.
Have you had my mum's nuggets?
I've not had your mum's nuggets.
My mum makes the best nuggets. Anyway, to make those, you have to grate the onion in there because or else you're going to get big chunks of onion. That's the worst fucking onion experience you will ever have.
I guess because that's like just destroying the whatever the fuck. Because
it's
got to
be on that fine cheese. It's not like the...
Sorry, go on, sorry.
I was going to... Just like for that fine grated Parmesan cheese, that part of the fucking grater, not even the
making
big
me
bit.
Want to cry right now.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Isn't there like a... actually, no, wait, that wouldn't grate them. There's like a trick you can do, I think, with onions where... Have you ever seen those salad tosses or mixes?
Yeah.
You put an onion in that and give it a go and it just sort of like falls apart.
No, you need to like real mince it. Like it can't just be slices. Yeah. You need real onion.
I was about to say it and then I immediately realized it wasn't good enough.
But it's good. Like now I know if I'm making a bolognese, I can put it in a salad.
Hey, true.
Yep.
The longest recorded kill by a knife throw in history was 87 feet and it was during World War II.
How long's 87 feet in meters?
It's roughly like 3 feet to a meter, so 10 meters.
Yeah. That's so far. How strong was this person? Bloody strong.
Was
it
3 meters strong? I'm like, I didn't follow up these facts, so don't ask any questions.
Don't you dare ask any follow-ups.
In 2000, a Mexican woman successfully performed a C-section on herself with a kitchen knife.
Fuck.
Because her husband was at the bar drinking.
If she could contact her husband at the bar, why not contact, like, an ambulance?
No, like, her husband was at the bar and she was alone and she had no way of getting to the hospital.
I kind of get it. Right. I thought she called her husband at the bar and her husband's like, what?
I'm at the bar. She's like, I'll do it myself.
Fuck you, then.
Sewing yourself up.
A classic knife, the Swiss Army knife.
Classicest knife there is.
The only part of a Swiss Army knife that isn't made in Switzerland is the corkscrew, and that's made in Japan.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Why not just get your Swiss corkscrew? Surely that's easy.
Imagine having to do a delivery of corkscrews.
Imagine how ashamed you'd feel.
Going back to that C-section thing, did you ever hear about that Russian dude or whatever? He was alone at a remote Russian facility or something like that in the Antarctic or someplace like that.
Mm.
And he had appendicitis and he had to operate on himself.
Yes. Oh, that's terrifying.
I just know, like, I couldn't. Yeah, I'd just die.
Question of him doing it. There's a photo of him doing it.
If he's probably the only, because I've like heard stories of surgeons performing on themselves, and if they're the only like qualified person like I'd rather to be awake and perform on myself than have someone who's like a secretary try their darndest.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
I guess you could talk them through it, but like it's not worth the risk. Yeah. Just pop out your own kidney stones.
Yeah, do it
or
yourself. And my final fact, which is my funnest fact, and there's been a lot, so feel free to cut some out, Zaman, is that it is legal to carry a switchblade in the USA.
Yeah.
Only if you're an amputee.
What? That's amazing. Why are they like, look, you don't have a hand.
Yeah.
Have a knife.
It evens out the fighting odds.
Yeah.
Is that?
Can't throw a left hook, but you can have a
You can have a switchblade.
Yeah.
But
a lot of things.
So I get it if it's like, look, if you're in a street rumble and you don't have both of your bloody mugginses, that's a classic name for fists.
Yeah.
They give you a knife to counterbalance. But, like, if it's your offhand, you're probably worse off with a knife, right? I'm assuming it's like street rumbles, yeah?
I don't think the government is like, let's make sure that amputees are on an even fighting field. I feel like, no. Well, surely a different reason, right?
I think if that's the reason, which I doubt, but if it was...
In a perfect world, where it is.
Yeah, in a perfect world, where it's true.
Yeah.
What if the amputation was on your legs? That doesn't affect your fighting skills.
Then you would want...
But you're still entitled to a switchblade.
That's so strange.
I know. This is why I always get questions. Like, I have questions about the Special Olympics, like the Paralympics. Because, like, how much disabled counts as disabled? Because if you're missing a finger, that doesn't count if you're running. Like,
if I'm missing
a shock put, but it probably wouldn't count in a running, like, the 800 meters.
Yeah.
I feel like there's, like, a thing like a series of
guidebook.
Yeah.
And I want to see that guidebook.
I would be interested to see it as well. And same with the switchblade. If I am missing, say, 3 fingers on my hand, can I get a switchblade?
Yeah.
Could I cut off a finger for a switchblade from the government?
Could I just have switchblades instead of fingers in an Edward Scissorhands-esque situation?
Exactly. Can I cut off all my fingers, put them in a bag, take it to a government office, put them down, and be like, I'd like to trade these? For switchblades. Thank you very much. You can't open a switchblade with no fingers. You just got stumps.
But it would be like a Wolverine situation.
They just jammed them in. Scary. You are leading that street rumble now.
The fact thing, say why amputees
can't... I can Google it.
I'm interested.
I can look it up because I just thought that was super fun.
It's just, it's curious.
Such a weird, I'm so cute.
I'm putting my money on a whole bunch of government fat cats are sitting around and they're like, in all the street rumbles.
Guys, I know that you really wanted me to find, but what they sent, the source of this sent me to the laws of the state. There's no way to describe
it. It's a big old document with a lot of words.
It's a big document that is like United States Code, Title 15, Commerce and Trade, Chapter 29,
Manufacture,
Transportation, or Distribution of Switchblade Knives.
Nah, stop it immediately.
I'm good. I'm fine. Let's
Law
move on to
6 of Shut Up a Second, Thou Shall Not Read Out American Laws on Air.
Let's move on to movies. Let's just go.
Okay. I got two things I want to say about movies. First off, everyone here knows the classic scene, that's not a knife, this is a knife, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
That's not a knife, that's a spoon.
Classic.
That also classic scene. So, did you know that Bowie knife that Crocodile Dundee has, they had metal, aluminium, or aluminum, however you wish to pronounce that word.
Aluminum.
And rubber versions of it, depending on what the scene was. And who played Crocodile Dundee? What's his bloody
Paul
name?
Hogan.
Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan got to keep one of the steel knives on the proviso that he would never sell it.
Sick.
That's so strange.
And as far as I'm aware, he has it till this day.
He has yet to sell it.
Not to me, at least.
Could he have kept the rubber one?
I imagine. Like,
like who's stopping him, I guess?
Sorry?
That's not really fun, the rubber one.
You want the steel one.
You can't get anything done with the rubber one.
Yeah. Was it a knife or a gun?
Was what a knife or a gun?
There's more of that question.
The scene is about knives. That's not a knife.
I mean,
that's a gun?
That's not a knife. This is a gun. No, for some reason I just started thinking about The Crow, and then I was like, was that a knife or a gun in that? You know the iconic movie, The Crow?
I don't think I've seen it, actually.
I have, but I don't remember.
I know Zammit would know, and Zammit I just wanted to yell out and be like, was it a gun? Because the lead actor died because one of the props...
It was a gun. It was a gun.
All right. It was a gun. I would have wished it was a knife.
Yeah, for this episode, like, that would have been perfect. But alas, save that for guns.
Unfortunately. But another thing about that, why would they have an aluminium and a steel one? Surely they just kind of have the same purpose.
Well, what's the difference between aluminum and steel?
The metal.
Yeah, well, like,
it's a different type of metal.
I mean, yeah.
One is a more expensive and better metal, but why would
one
you need a
metal? One is foil that we wrap
metal?
Our food in.
There you go. Maybe one was shinier for shiny
things. It generally might be.
Just shine the steel one, surely.
You might get a better shine out of aluminium. Yeah. You never know.
Jackson Bailey perfectly skirting the issue of how to pronounce that word by just not.
Coming up with a new one.
It could be a situation that, because it was a prop knife that he had on his belt for most of the movie, right?
I imagine.
So they probably used the aluminum one because it was lighter.
Yeah.
And then when there were scenes when it was out, it might have, that's when the steel one came
true,
out.
When
true. When was a rubber one, man?
A rubber one would be for any fight scenes.
Oh, and just for fun.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Exactly. That's what I'm imagining. Hitting like tables and being like,
thunk.
Yeah. Whomp.
The second fact is half about the movie Psycho and half about a Mel Blanks. Mel Blanks?
Mel Brooks?
Mel Brooks parody of that scene.
Uh-huh.
So you know the classic Psycho scene coming up in the shower?
Got you good.
So.
Norman Bates, I got you good.
Got you good.
In a, I forget which movie, what the name of the movie is, but one Mel Brooks movie parodies that scene, right? And in the at the premiere of that movie, Mel Brooks got Alfred Hitchcock to come out and watch the movie next to him, or like, you know, at the big premiere. Yeah. And so they're going to the scene where the chick grabs, or Mel Brooks in this instance, grabs the shower curtain and pulls on it. And you know that shot of the all of the shower hooks falling off? At that part, Alfred Hitchcock leans over to Mel Brooks and quietly in the movie cinema says, 13. To which Mel Brooks says, excuse me, 13. There were 13 shower hooks in the original. You only have 10.
Fuck you, Hitchcock, Alfred Hitchcock.
Hitchcock was crazy. I remember studying Psycho in high school, and there's over like 100 different shots in that like 1 minute sequence.
Yeah.
Didn't he attach birds to the lady from Birds?
Yeah, he terrorized that woman. He attacked that woman. Like, and that's why she doesn't work no more.
Because she's like, he attached birds to me.
It was super fucked. And that's cool and unusual. Tell her as well. It's like they let live birds in that scene where they're in the attic and the birds getting through the roof. It was meant to be that he's like, oh, it's just going to be props. And we're just going to throw the props at you, and like then we'll.
But
like...
then he actually released.
And then
birds.
He just released a bunch of angry birds at her.
God, she must
to get
genuine...
a realistic reaction. Yeah.
She must have a fear of birds now.
I think she's real fucked up now.
If she's still alive, it's an old movie.
not
true. It was a quietness as if I'd said something controversial.
How dare you?
What are you implying, Adam?
At the conclusion of that movie. The guy goes, I remember he goes into the garage and to get a car to get his family out of there. And there are two cars. One of them is like this soft top four-seater car. And the other one's a hard top truck with only two seats. And I know he's trying to save his family, but I know in that instance which car I'm taking.
You cannot take the one that has a soft top that birds can just pierce with their faces.
I would just cram everyone into the two-seater ute.
Yeah,
I'd
sure.
just drive out of there myself.
Also, like, are birds a big threat?
I don't know, have you ever been swooped by a bird?
Yeah, but like, it just wear a, like,
a herd of birds? A swarm?
My
a flock of birds. All coming
relative. One of my relatives.
Mm-hmm. Killed by a bird?
No, I don't know how to describe how she's related to me.
Was it a bird's apocalypse?
yes, she's the basis for the movies The Birds.
Goodness.
No, she got swooped by a magpie recently and it ripped out her earring.
What?
Yeah, fucking magpie. She was wearing like, not big hoops. She ain't no hoe. She was wearing small hoops. Uh-huh. And the magpie got attached to it because it was going for it, like hooked its beak and ripped it out.
What the fuck?
Oh, they love shiny things. They do love shiny things.
They do, yeah.
So, birds, not that great.
But what if I wore like a lot of jumpers and two beanies?
I got swooped by a minor bird last spring.
Yeah.
While I was wearing a leather hat and like one of those big, you know my big like fisherman hat?
Yeah, that big one.
I got swooped wearing one of that. I still had a scab on my head.
Man.
Birds know to go for the eyes as well if they're fighting.
Yeah, which is terrifying.
I have this fantasy of a magpie swooping me. And I bring up my fist at just the right second to punch it in its undercarriage. And it's like...
In its undercarriage? I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were from the 1940s.
Whatever, it's bird gut.
And I got it in its undercarriage there, boy.
But imagine
that bird didn't come back for seconds, that's what I'm telling you.
Anyway.
My mum once threw hot coffee on a magpie by accident.
Oh, that's so good.
By accident?
Well, like, she was going up to my dad's shed with a... cup of coffee and a sandwich for him. Mm. And the magpie went for the sandwich and freaked my mum out. She kind of like lifted her arm and the coffee went backwards, hit the magpie. And then we saw this weird, this angry magpie with a brown stain for a couple of weeks.
That's so good. It must have been so furious and burned.
Is there only one type of magpie that lives in Australia or are there other ones?
Well, there's magpies, but there's also something I think mudlarks, which look a lot like magpies.
Yeah.
Kind of like how there's that bug that looks like a bee, but is not a bee.
Wasp.
Not a wasp. It's a better version of bee. It's like the other end of wasp.
A better version of a bee.
Well, you got like the bee that has no sting or isn't like rude.
Yeah. they're rude.
Well, they are an impolite bug.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know any other bug that's going around killing itself just to cause you pain.
Exactly.
They don't know they're going to kill themselves.
It comes as something of a shock.
That's disappointing.
Every time.
I'm not worth dying for, bees.
It'd be nice if we could just tell them.
No. Have some self-respect. You are definitely worth...
You
are worth
Adam.
A thousand bee stings.
Thank you.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotto.
I've been Adam.
Knives.
Remember to sharpen them.
Sharpen them so that you can cut onions better. We started talking about big knives and talking about magpies.
Bees. We ended talking about bees.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.